Where you going, Rudy?
I'm in the goddamn club, aren't I?
Welcome to the last episode of the Reddit Horror Club.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we are discussing, well, we are just barely discussing Lake Mungo. I am joined by Scott and Adam.
Hello.
Hey.
This is going to be the last episode of the Reddit Horror Club. The Reddit Horror Club, the actual subreddit, will continue as always. However, the podcast will become the Horror Movie Night podcast on Geekscape.net and SoundCloud.com because we're selling out, bitches. So, let's talk about this movie real quick and get it out of the way, and then we'll discuss the future. Well, the end of Reddit Horror Club and the future of Horror Movie Night. This is going to be a really tough one to discuss, so I think we're going to keep it fairly short, because it's not a bad movie by any stretch of the imagination, but there's really nothing to talk about in the movie. It's very cut and dry and simple, and it's, like, too serious of a subject matter for, like, comedy to really come out of. So there's, it's like a big kind of, like, eh.
Yeah, I mean, it does not take away from the value of this film, but just for the podcast itself, it doesn't really work with this kind of movie. Nothing that's like, there's very little to discuss in way of like comedic effect, and there's, I don't know, it's just, it's a somber fucking film.
Yeah, it is. We're really going out with a fizzle here, because I...
Well, and we can't even shit on the person that...
We make a joke about this movie, like it...
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, who picked it?
It's not. His name is Gaijin Simi, I think, or something like that, or something of that effect. And he's active in our horror. I see him whenever I go over there. I almost always see a comment from him. But yeah, he came in, discussed a couple movies enough to get a pick. Did this and ghosted and. I can't even hate on his pick because it's logically a good pick, and probably the discussion in thread will be fine, but there's not much to say for us.
Yeah, as far as the purposes of this podcast, there's really nothing for us to talk about.
I didn't even make notes about it because, I mean, everything is so, like, matter of fact, and it's all just laid out right in front of you. It's like, what do I make a note about? Like, the movie entirely speaks for itself. Like, it's, I just don't know what to say on this. I didn't hate it. I thought it was pretty fucking boring most of the way through, though.
I would kind of agree. I think that there's good moments in it. I think that there's some Scott and I had already recorded this episode once. And so it's kind of like weird because I'm like, I don't want to repeat any of the stuff that we already said before. But I guess basically the thing that this movie has going for it is that it's a fake documentary as opposed to, say, a found footage movie. Although Scott has already pointed out to me before, you know, this would never work as a found footage movie. But you'd be surprised people can find a way. I think the documentary style both... works for it. I don't think this is the best example of a good fake horror documentary. I think that there are some really good, exciting ones, though. But I think that that format makes the film work and makes some of the scares a little bit better because they're not jump scares. They're actually the complete opposite. It's a very slow, like, you just see a thing in the background, and, like, if you didn't see it, there's a narrator and stuff pointing out specifically what you see.
Is that a bird?
No, that it's the dog with a squeaky toy.
Dog with a squeak toy. God damn it.
But yeah, that's all I really have to say about this movie is that I the only thing that I wanted to say is that I prefer the fact that it's a fake documentary. I thought it was a found footage movie for some reason when it was first picked. So I was dreading it even more so.
I would not have been so ambivalent about this being our last film discussion for the Reddit Horror Club if it had been a found footage movie. I've been like, what the fuck? Seriously?
Well, we always have last episodes when we hate the fucking thing, so maybe it would have been better, but
yeah,
it's like, there's no jump scare, there's never anything, you're never like, whoa, holy fucking shit. It's always just kind of like, oh, huh, yeah, look at that.
Which I'm okay with that. It's kind of like a weird change of pace. But, I mean, unless you guys have anything else to say, I say we just start talking about the end of Reddit Horror Club, the podcast.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. So Adam was apparently going to write a bunch of notes about it, but he's decided that his notes are too lame. But Scott and I say he should read them anyway.
Yes, and I think that you owe it to us to read whatever bullshit you wrote.
All right, well, so this is, okay, we'll put it in here. This is Notes on Reddit Horror Club. So,
song.
I can't, we've been doing this more over 3 fucking years, I guess, at this point, eh? And we've done almost 200 movies. You guys recorded 136 episodes of the podcast. About 40 of those are good.
Are those the ones where you were on it?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. We'll just go over it from the site. Like, we started out with, like, a huge fucking amount of people. Was it you, Matt, that originally put the post in our horror?
No, it was Idle Hand originally.
Oh, for real? And you just...
Is that your alt because you never post on it, or what?
No, I don't know who Idle Hand was. He was super helpful in the beginning, and then he just kind of disappeared into the ether.
Weird.
First one, yeah, but if you pause the podcast and look in the background, you can sometimes see him back there.
Oh, it's clever. Then,
like, we had so many fucking members at the start, and we had people like Rassalam, who were fucking crazy people, who had every rumor or whatever Fangoria ever, and every time that we had a discussion, he would like scan his articles about whatever movie we were talking about. That guy was intense, man.
Yeah.
We had Miguel as the co-host, who I only ever really talked to the one time I was on for the Dead Alive episode, right?
Yeah.
And it was okay. It was pretty good. I listened to that episode a couple times, and I don't know. You tell me, whatever happened to Miguel? He just couldn't do it anymore? Or?
Well, Miguel ran his own film festival and had his own podcast, so it started. And then he got married, so like that just kept adding on to the more stuff.
And then, yeah, and Matt liked me so much from the 2 times I podcasted with you. Is that right?
Yeah, because what was your first pick? Was it Beyond the Mask?
Oh, it was Behind
the Mask.
Behind the Mask, and then my second pick was Gremlins.
Well, the Behind...
So I immediately endeared myself to you.
Well, the Behind the Mask thing, that, I mean, I think you've talked about this before, but to kind of show a little bit of the wizard behind the curtain, Behind the Mask... was the first time that Miguel and I had so much fun with the guests that we continued to talk to them for like an hour.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, usually we would finish the episode and like we would maybe chat with the person for like 5 or 10 minutes and then be like, all right, later. But like with you, we like talked for an hour, and that was when we sent you a link to the death scene from Prophecy.
In Prophecy, yeah.
Because you're like, I don't know if I'm going to watch that. And Miguel's like, oh, you've got to watch it. And then like, or at least watch this. And then Miguel and I wouldn't hang up the phone until we listened to you watch the death scene.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, so that was the beginning of the Matt and Scott bromance. But Scott,
and it wasn't until Flame Penis that Adam became very important to us.
Well, you becoming the co-host, I mean, at least a little bit of credit has to be given to Bulge, because she was the one that messaged me, because you had filled in for like two or three episodes when Miguel had like first started to bail. And I was just doing it by myself with whoever had picked the movie, but whenever the person who had picked the movie didn't want to do it, I would just ask Scott to hop in so that there was someone to discuss the movie with. And we did two or three episodes like that, and Bulge was the one that messaged me and was like, "Hey, you and Scott are really good as co-hosts, and you should probably just ask them to be the main co-host." And I actually thought that Scott had asked her to tell me that.
Yeah, that's, you got a low expectation about me. Damn.
But like, I'd already kind of been thinking about it anyway, so that was kind of where I messaged Miguel and was like, "Hey, you're probably not coming back, are you?" He's like, "Nah, I'm too busy." I'm like, "All right, cool. Just wanted to check before I got a new co-host."
And the really funny thing is that you're probably thinking about that while you're in the shower, right?
Yep, shower thoughts. And yeah, no, Flame Penis was definitely, I can remember the exact moment when I decided that Adam needed to be the third co-host was when I accidentally said, "Why do you like this movie?" And he was like, "Oh, I don't like this movie."
You're like, "I never said that."
So, Adam, why do you like this movie? Whoa. I don't fucking like this movie at all.
Yeah.
This movie's terrible. Yep.
Yeah, that was the moment where I'm like, maybe Adam is a genius. and I feel bad because I'm pretty sure Adam had actually asked after the Santa Sangre episode if he could be a co-host.
Well, to be fair, you know, you're not allowed to ask yourself. You gotta be invited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, especially when you're... We had other people that
especially
will
when
remain
your girlfriend's always watching.
Dude, I thought we were gonna leave it unmentioned. Yeah, we had Adam and GF always watching was like, "Dude, let me be a co-host." And we're like, "Oh my god, we could not wrangle four people on the reg and then have a guest. It would be absolute insanity."
Yeah, a five-way Skype call would be nightmarish, to be honest.
Oh yeah, we'll never get anything fucking accomplished. We'd just be talking over each other and stumbling and. It'd be a lot of, "Oh, no, go ahead."
No, I'd stop.
Go ahead.
I'd stop saying that. I'd just be like, "No, I'm going to talk."
Yeah, I'm just going to keep talking over him. Fuck him.
Yeah.
So wait, are you done with your notes already, or is there more notes?
Well, like I said, it started becoming this weird, like, sentimental, gushy, like, "Oh, it was, we made friends, and... or got to know you guys, blah, blah," but nobody wants to fucking hear that. Nobody wants to hear it. I don't even want to hear it. Yeah, I don't know. Best movie that we've done. I'm saying Phantom.
Really?
Yeah. Are we talking best movie pick, or are we doing best movie discussion, like by best podcast? Because best podcast, definitely. But best movie, I don't know.
Best podcast is... You're close. It's fucking the Puppet Master 3 episode. That
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That was the episode that I sent to Jonathan where I'm like, "This is what you can expect when we move to Geekscape and SoundCloud." There's some weird picks that we've had over the years, too. I'm just saying. I'm looking through these. And, like, not even, like, bad picks, but, like,
Are you talking about Perfect Blue? Because that's the first thing that comes to mind for me.
Well, I just remembered this one, because I've been confusing Perfect Blue with a totally different movie. I've been thinking of White Melody of the Curse.
Oh, God, that movie sucked.
That was the other anime we watched, right? Where it was like the girl...
It wasn't an anime. It was... It's an Asian film. I think it's Japanese. Or Korean. No, it's Korean. South Korean, I think. And they have the girl group, but it's live action.
Okay. I really don't remember that movie. I remember watching it because that was when we used to have the stream for films that were hard to come by.
Yeah, and now we don't have to care. It's awesome.
But even like when like there's some weird ass picks like Halloween 2 just out of nowhere. Halloween H2O.
Let's just ignore everything that was picked in round one.
Scream,
because round one
is
a total mess.
These are not round one, though.
Okay.
That was round...
Do you remember? Hey, you want to know how I can piss off St. Mort fan?
How?
I can tell him, I could link him back to when we discussed Repo the Genetic Opera and my comments on how fucking disappointing that film is.
That movie's
and
the definition
link him,
of disappointing.
It is. There's nothing but disappointment in that whole goddamn thing. And then I can link to our Phantom of the Paradise discussion, which he was part of, but I just want to rub it in his face, as how a good movie, a good horror musical can go. So just there. Take it as you will.
Yeah. As
take that, Justin!
As I'm looking through all these picks, though, I feel like I've got to give, for the best movie that I had never seen and had no intention of seeing until Horror Club.
I can't even answer
Tourist
that.
Trap, man. Tourist Trap.
Yes!
Was,
dude, Tourist Trap is my top five, definitely.
Like, that movie came so out of left field. I remember just buying it because I couldn't, there was no other way to see it. So I had to buy it, and I was, like, super nervous. And then Scott kept messaging me and being like, dude.
It's so weird. It's so odd.
Then there was the really... So let's look back on... if we look back on round six, which was one of the most depressing rounds.
Ugh.
That was when we had the skin I Live In, Eraserhead, Opera, We Are What We Are, Under the Skin, The Loss, We Need to Talk About Kevin, Red, White, and Blue, and Ravenous. It was a lot of depressing stuff. Then there was garbage like Happy Birthday to Me. I mean, I'm going to pat myself on the back. I think Bulge and I were the only ones that kept everyone from killing themselves with popcorn and ginger snaps.
Everybody hated popcorn except for me, so fuck you, Brent.
Oh, man.
Dude, and also, no, but seriously, Frankenstein's Army.
Frankenstein's Army was
the best movie.
I'm trying to see.
That was the best movie in round six, no question. And Smanek will never troll any of us harder than he did when he picked that film. he successfully trolled the two of you guys. But me, not so much, because that movie was, like, fantastic.
I forgot
and you and Adam were like, it's not good.
I forgot that Adam made us watch Chopping Mall.
Dude, Adam yeah, make us shit. Adam raced us with the opportunity to watch and
yeah,
then discuss.
He rewarded us with Chopping Mall.
Chopping Mall might be my top five favorite horror flicks ever because of Horror Club. I liked it before, but I love it now.
I think my biggest blunder was Class of 1984. You guys fucking
weren't feeling that. I really like Class of 1984, and the more I think about it, the more I like it.
The only good thing about that film is how unrealistic the rape scene was. It's true, because that movie was painful to watch. At least it wasn't a realistic rape scene, because I can't
where
stand those.
Where she just kind of faints halfway through, and it's like,
man, there's a ton of movies that I completely forgot that we even watched for this club.
I forgot
that Scream was something that we had a pick.
Dude,
of.
It's because you're always watching. That's why, in the last week or week or two ago, when he showed up randomly, I was like, on a scale from one to Scream, how good is this movie?
I was wondering what that was about.
Because he picked Scream, and he would not shut up about how it's, like, the best movie ever. I'm like, it's good, but just keep it in a historical context here, man.
Round five did have, it introduced Scott to Your Next.
Which I loved.
And it also had, which was another one of those right up there with Tourist Trap, as far as like a movie I never would have seen had it not been for Horror Club, Intruder.
Oh, so good. That was definitely one of the ones that I would have never gone and looked for myself either.
Yeah,
it was obscure enough that I didn't know about it. You know what I really liked? I really liked the both Night of the Demons, because I had never seen the original Night of the Demons until, Horror Club, and man, it's great. I love that movie.
Do you actually remember? I think I remember what the so I'm looking at the lineup here, and we recorded the Taxidermia podcast, and that's when Adam was like in full force. But I don't think Adam actually became an official co-host until around Attic Expeditions, because if I recall correctly, he specifically asked if he could come on the podcast to shit on Attic Expeditions, because he knew that Scott would like it, and he's like, no, fuck that movie. Am I wrong in that breakdown?
Adam,
no, you're about right. I definitely... I mean, that movie was so fucking boring, man. There was nothing going on there. Like,
yeah, and I don't...
Except for some awesome redhead boobs and Seth Green acting way better than he should have.
Yeah,
he was really giving it his all in that one.
He was giving it his all in that one as much as a movie that I watched yesterday while we were waiting around for you. And I will tell you about after the podcast, because I don't want to admit to anybody in Horror Movie Night that in the group that I watched it, but it is so bad, you are going to laugh. I'll tell you in about a half an hour.
Then I'm trying to remember what the first episode was with Adam as the official co-host, though, because I don't think he was on. Were you on the episode for The Battery and the episode for Your Next?
No, I think probably right around We Need to Talk About Kevin is when I became...
Yeah, you
like,
were
full
on by We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Yeah, because you had picked it, and then we're like, yo, guys, sorry. Because I definitely remember you being on Happy Birthday to Me.
Yeah, because it was the 100th podcast, so I wanted to be on there.
Yeah,
and then,
maybe that's when it just became official.
I could see myself like sitting on, like laying in bed. It's like my birthday. I was like, hey, let's talk about Happy Birthday to Me. And I remember we said something or other, and Adam was like, "You like that, you fucking retard?" Because that was a popular trend on Reddit right when that when we were discussing that.
Yeah. So I guess officially we need to talk about Kevin, which was good.
Are you sure that was official? Or weren't you on the Under the Skin one?
No. Because I've been on almost every one since We Need to Talk About Kevin.
You were on the one
after that.
You were in the Jack Ketchum's The Lost podcast, though.
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
Because we were all like, what is going on? Why is this guy wearing eyeliner?
Well, I think Adam was on the episode for The Lost, but hadn't actually seen it. And we were like trying to explain to him how bad it was, and then he watched Red, White, and Blue, and was like, "Look, I still haven't seen The Lost, but I think that movie's going to seem great once you watch Red, White, and Blue."
Yeah, you're like, everybody's a piece of crap.
Oh, God, we.
I wanted to be on that episode just to yell at Aubrey.
Yeah, thanks. You scared her away, man.
I don't know, man. I still think that the Red, White, and Blue episode is... Like, when we start doing the retroactive little episodes where it's like, hey, here's some of the best highlights of the old show. Like, the Red, White, and Blue episode's definitely one of our highlight episodes.
Well, yeah, it's great. Because
I don't know.
She's like, this is a good movie, and I just... spent 30 minutes like yelling at her like, what are you fucking talking about? This is so fucking bad. Like, I don't think I changed her mind, but
I'm sure that you did not, because she had a big crush on the dude. She was like, this is so sweet, and we're like, this is like the Twilight Zone.
Then there was the time that Adam or that Scott picked Elvira because it was close to Halloween.
I picked it because it was on Instant Watch.
And it was
right?
close to Halloween, I think.
Yeah, well, there's no need to pick it just because it's near Halloween. I picked it because I fucking love Elvira. And then somebody came in and was like, check out this signed poster I have, signed by Cassandra Peterson. I'm like, you son of a bitch, because I have like the theatrical run poster for the movie, but it's not signed. Oh, but it's okay. Mine's only like an 11 by 17. I'm like, still signed.
Trying to see what other classics were there. The Halsu episode, I think, is another one of our highlights.
Halsu might be the best, strictly because of the notes.
Yeah, Adam's story. Instead of notes, he wrote a short story that has possibly the greatest opening, like, three or four lines of anything
Which
ever.
All three of us probably could recite right now.
The
Adam,
nice...
One of the reviews on IMDb said not to be on drugs, so I told my friend to get very stoned before he met me there.
But no, the opening...
And his pupils look like piss holes in a snowbank.
But the opening line, you're missing the best line. The opening line was, "The night begins with VH1's countdown of the greatest songs of the 90s, as In Vogue tells me about their love and how I'm never,
gonna
I'm get
never going to get it."
It just seemed like such a quintessentially horror club thing to do, though.
Hashtag just horror club things.
Well, like, the idea that Adam was, like, sitting around watching the countdown of greatest songs of the 90s just kind
Way
of, like, literally proves that this is not an act. This isn't a fucking costume. This is a way of life. Then fucking,
what the fuck's wrong with you? Have some respect for the dead.
Then fucking Ganja and Hess comes rolling around ruining our good time.
Watching that movie was the first mistake of that month. Second mistake was telling people I didn't like it, because then they were like, "You don't understand." I'm like, "You're right, I don't." And then the guy who picked it came around and was like, "Yeah, this is all the historical significance." And then I was like, "Man, I really didn't understand it." But I'm still not going to watch The Sweet Blood of Jesus.
By Spike Lee, coming Netflix instant this month?
Yeah, that's not... That movie is not for me. I am not the target demographic for that film.
Trying to think what else was... I'm looking at all these other good picks. There was some suave motherfucker picked Alligator. That was a pretty good
pick. The Alligator podcast is great.
House on Haunted Hill.
Man, I think that movie was the most fun I ever had watching a movie for the club. Because, like, I was just enraptured by that movie. Like, holy crap.
You almost watched the sequel because you had so much fun with the first one.
That's saying.
I really was going to, yeah. It was on YouTube. I was like, if it's anywhere near as good as this was, fuck yeah. And then Plymouth's write-up for Detective, what's his name?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, we have to make a mental note that whenever we do the retroactive episode of Alligator, that we have to go back and grab her write-up and just read that real quick on the intro to that episode.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, here it is. How to Be Manly and Get Woman by Detective Madison. When you meet an interesting and attractive woman, follow these steps. Gauge her level of interest in you. Point out your age differences and anything you don't like about her. Women like when a man plays hard to get. Number 2, invite her to the sewer and question her about her sexual history. Number 3, do the consensual sex to her, but only after she washes her nasty sewer hair. Number 4, open up to her about your past, your insecurities about going bald is fair game as well. 5, later become distant for no reason. 6, reconciliate and perhaps compliment her breasts in her childhood bedroom. 7, seal the deal, ideally by shielding her from an explosion that she's running towards. Make out is never hotter than when you both need medical care.
Glorious.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to is our new, like, pick situation.
Yeah.
So people can't make us watch Ganja and Hess and fucking all 6 hours of The Revenant. Shit like that.
But you know what, even like, I feel like every once in a while, I love that we're just listening to the snapping sounds of Chris Roger in the background. Even like in those situations, I feel like every once in a while we do need to just kind of fucking bite the bullet, and like if someone's sends us a list of movies and there's one that we know that we're going to hate, but we're going to have a lot of fun hating on it, every once in a while we got to do it. Like, because it can't be too much of, like, I'm already looking at the list of what's coming up in the very near future, and I mean, it's going to be at least 5 or 6 episodes in a row of circle jerking how great a movie is. So
that's awesome. It's great. I'd much rather be happy than sad.
Yeah, but then like I don't know. I as much as we dislike Dead Snow 2, it was a good episode out of it.
But then I had to watch it, though. That's the problem.
This latest round, and yeah, we didn't do an end of the round thing because, I mean, there's 10 movies. Like, it's not really much of a voting procedure for this round. This round starts off in one direction and then just fucking takes a really dramatic turn. Actually, no, everyone was doing serious except for us and Rich. Because, like, Scott went with Motel Hell, but then Misfit was like, hey, let's do Death Dream, which I'm okay with.
Which was actually a pretty good film, yeah.
Then, like, Adam was like, let's do Puppet Master 3, and I was like, let's do Phantom of the Paradise. And then here comes Justin, and he's like, we're going to do Horns. And then just everybody.
Justin.
Yeah, Dead Snow 2, The Pack, Sweeney Todd. Then, like, Rich is like, let's give Zombievers a shot. I mean, at least he was like, hey, this looks like it might be fun, as opposed to how depressing everything else has been the last month. And then we ended on depressing.
Well, it's okay, because it's not really bothering us. We're talking about all the great shit that happened over the last 3 years. Can we talk about this for a second, though? The blowjob scene in Brain Damage.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Yes.
That's all I want to say. Yes, okay. That's all I want to say.
Wait, Adam, were you the one that picked Brain Damage?
I was. I should have been a co-host on this podcast way back in fucking round 3, because I picked that, and you guys just fucking loved it for the whole podcast.
If I recall correctly, were you the one that also was like, I didn't even know that there was a subtext about drug abuse in that movie until I listened to the podcast that you guys recorded?
Yeah, I thought it was just like this crazy alien was controlling this guy.
For as good as you are at seeing the subtext and everything else, I don't know how you missed that.
Because that movie's just so much fun. I mean, people are fucking screaming and tearing their apartments apart and throwing brains into tubs and shit. There's too much else going on for me to really pick up, like, oh, yeah, it's an allegory about drug addiction. Okay.
So I'm looking again at the first round list of movies, which is a fucking long-ass list. But, Scott, you picked Behind the Mask, and it was number 10, and I'm trying to understand why we knew that The Prophecy was a pick, because that was, pick 20. Like, we must
have... Dude, remember, we were doing two a week.
Oh, that was fucking brutal.
It was so difficult. I was getting burnt out even by, like...
Just watching the ones you wanted to watch.
Three? Yeah, because, I watched everything. Oh, I watched some of everything.
Yeah.
I watched the first 20 minutes of Wakewood and then lied about the next hour, but...
Well, didn't you admit to me that you didn't finish Dolls until recently?
Yeah, I watched Dolls a month ago.
It's great.
But the thing is, I watched the best part of Dolls.
Yeah, the bear?
Yeah.
But yeah,
Did you pick Pin?
I did not.
Pin was a good pick.
Pin was a lot... It was Ripper M, if you remember that username.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while. I think they still be over on our horror, though.
Most of them are gone. Trying to see who. So yeah, there was Night of the Demons in the beginning was good. There was a good long episode on Cannibal Holocaust, but it was mostly about discussing why Miguel won't watch the movie ever again.
Yeah, and then I went in the comments and said the same thing.
Yeah. Phenomena. Do 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 do.
Phenomena is not a good film.
Do 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 do.
Yeah, we had a lot of really good picks. We got, Killer Clowns, The Thing, Jacob's Ladder.
Return of Living Dead, Hardware, Santa Sangre. Oh, man, remember Suffering Through Fire in the Sky, though?
I did.
That movie's so bad.
No way.
It's the most boring thing ever, punctuated by, one of the best alien scenes I've ever seen in a fucking movie.
Yeah, the last 15 minutes of that movie is phenomenal, but Jesus Christ, the wait to get there.
I'm pretty sure my comment was, here's a link to a YouTube video of just that scene. Just watch this.
Don't
save yourself 90 minutes.
So towards the end, I remember Last Man on Earth. I remember having fun with that. That was one of my favorite positively ghoulish films that we watched.
Positively ghoulish.
Well, I don't even remember us discussing like Shaun of the Dead and Pan's Labyrinth. I still talk about Nori the Curse, though. That movie really fucking got under my skin in like the most
Under
positive,
the skin.
yeah, in the most positive way humanly possible. Pontypool was possibly still my favorite pick that Bulge ever did. I had no intention of ever watching that movie.
Well, she's picking Videodrome up next, so.
Yeah, that's true. Event
That's
Horizon
not.
was towards the end there. Man, it's almost 50 picks that first round. That is unfucking real.
Too fucking many.
Yeah. I was always a fan of the in the second round. No one liked Funhouse, which whatever, but fuck those people. But yeah, there was Miguel picked Rec 3, and basically just picked it because he wanted to explain why he liked that movie. Like he's like, I understand that most people are gonna hate this movie, but here's why I like
Well, that's pretty much the MO of everybody in this group, isn't
it.
it?
Wait, you were
You
on the.
don't come if you don't come in into the group like swinging, you're doing it wrong.
Adam, did you say you picked Dead Alive? Why were you on the Dead Alive episode?
Because I
Listen,
asked to be.
Okay.
you were?
I was just like,
Yeah, because I'm like, you picked I Saw the Devil. Maybe it's because I don't think we recorded an episode for I Saw the Devil. And I was like, hey, if you want to do this other episode, I guess. Or was C Down 13 your alt account?
We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna figure it out, Adam. You jerk!
Was Silent House the movie that felt like it was one long take?
Yes.
That was the most notable thing about
Yes, it was.
that movie. Man, that was back when I had to constantly be messaging people and be like, which one of these films is your actual pick? They'd pick like titles like Silent House that has like 14 different movies of that same name and shit. Jackass Nerds, man, whatever happened to them? They picked Slither. That wasn't a bad choice.
So that is a great film.
Yeah. Oh man, maybe this is the one that really affected Scott on a deep level. When were you the one that was like kind of sort of affected by Cemetery Man? Like you didn't know what you were signing up for when you watched that movie?
Dude, I've seen that movie twice before this,
Okay,
before
I
Horror
don't.
Club.
I feel like I remember you being like, "Man, this movie." Like, yeah, there was Brain Damage. I forgot that we watched Brain Damage. That's why I finally saw that movie. It was a great pick.
You're
I agree.
welcome.
I love the movie.
I just tried to upvote a comment from Adam.
It's probably archived, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to do any more upvotes. Fuck.
And there's a reason why.
Yeah. Man, this was a good time. So, I'm still going through all these, just walking through the memories. Man, fucking
God.
Tourist Trap was so good.
I don't think I saw that one, so I might have to watch that.
What?
Oh, Tourist Trap was a
Yeah.
blast. And it was like right in the middle of like a bunch of really fucking weird random picks. Because yeah, it was like you would. I think you may have. You, there's a probably a solid chance you didn't watch a lot of movies that round because it was after Class of 1984 went over like a fart.
Yeah.
With fucking the lowest comments ever.
Then there
To
was,
be fair, Popcorn had a lot, had very few
yeah,
comments too, so you
Popcorn.
got
I don't know if Popcorn cracked 10 comments or if it did, it just barely cracked 10 comments. Let's see what class.
It's weird that the biggest one we had was The Conjuring.
Yeah. Class of 1984 was
I
only
liked The
14
Conjuring.
comments. Let's see, 14 comments. I think Popcorn was the
Gremlins
biggest.
had like 20, maybe.
Now that was Spiral. When the fuck did I do Popcorn? There we go. All right, so Class of 1984. Up, yeah. Now I got up to 28 on Popcorn.
Woo, I'm the winner.
And I still stand by that movie. I think that movie's not that terrible. Yeah, we had to watch. Let's see. Yeah, like I don't remember any of these movies. Resolution, Sauna, Village of the Damned.
Was great.
That might have been like
Sauna was great.
that like at that point, that might have been, there was like a brief period where I really couldn't podcast for a while.
Yeah.
Needle, I don't remember Needle. And then we did
Needle was real bad.
Then we did Tourist Trap, and then it was the, I remember doing the Tourist Trap and the Day of the Dead episode. Did we do an episode for, no, we weren't, okay, so we didn't even record an episode for Tourist Trap because my copy hadn't shown up in the mail yet. But I remember recording the Day of the Dead podcast at a house that I was dog sitting for, and the dogs.
Oh yeah, and the dog was losing their shit, and my dog was losing their shit.
Because I think we did that one and Battle Royale back to back, and then I remember sitting in fucking Devil's Pass and Yellow Brick Road. Oh Jesus! And then The Conjuring was when I was I had watched it as I was moving into the house that I live in today. And it was not the proper movie to watch when you're moving into a house. But yeah, then we did Tucker and Dale versus Evil, which is still a fucking masterpiece in this boy's eyes. How about that Spiral, dude? I feel like Spiral was like a... 57 people commented on Spiral? Jesus Christ.
It's not that great of a movie, by the way.
No, it's not, but... Man, and Would You Rather, that was a movie I could do without ever watching again.
Yeah, not even what's-his-face could save that.
Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm...
He also could save fucking Attic Expeditions, so there we go.
Nothing saving that fucking movie.
Actually, speaking of Jeffrey Combs, what I'm actually shocked that we've never discussed in Horror Club, so possible pick for me in a horror movie night... I still want to do an episode on The Frighteners. I fucking love that movie.
I'm surprised you haven't done that. That's on your list. It's on your short list.
It's on the short list, yeah. Well, I mean, the current movie took priority.
Well, that's my fault. Yeah. Just, oh my God, how do I always do that? I make other people pick movies I want. I'm a terrible person.
It's all right. Asshole.
Are we gonna do it? Are we gonna do it where we have to submit lists of movies to each other too, and the other two get to decide which one to watch?
No, actually,
let's talk about that when the mics are off. But no, we can pick whatever the fuck we want.
I don't think you need to discuss that without everybody knowing that, like. That we will never have to answer to each other.
Yeah.
For that.
Well, we'll have to answer to each other on the actual fucking podcast.
Yes. Nobody else gets that option. We have to watch everybody's crap so they can. So at least our like payment, quote unquote payment, is like that we get free reign to pick whatever garbage we want within reason.
So
don't pick fucking Robo2 Adam.
Okay, please, let me pick RoboCop 2. I can make a solid argument for why.
Well, what's funny is I'm looking at the short list that I have on the short part of the very long list. And, like, there's a bunch of movies that I've been, like, holding out on. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I can ever pick these now. Like, because, like... Now I'm picking movies specifically for what would Adam's notes be about them. So that's why I'm torn on if I should ever pick Freaks or Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Although I feel like Adam would have amazing notes for Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah, maybe not so much Freaks, but definitely I could see myself getting some good ones for Baby Jane. Yeah.
The rest, I think, should be fine on my short list. I'll probably just delete Incident at Loch Ness, as I feel like there's nothing... I don't know why that was on my short list to begin with.
Because we were so excited when we found the trailer for it.
No, not that. That's Loch Ness Horror. Incident at Loch Ness is a film written, directed, and starring Werner Herzog. Where it's about him shooting a documentary where he's trying to find the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, that can just go right off.
I remember the reason why I picked it was because I'd watched the movie, and the movie's like not bad, it's not good, it's just kind of somewhere in the middle. But it has this just ludicrous ending where you've got Werner Herzog playing himself and all these other people playing themselves, And he's like, yeah, no, we were sent out to make a documentary about finding the Loch Ness Monster. And then he's got like the producer who's like constantly purchasing fake Loch Ness Monster models to hide in the lake. He's like, no, it must be real. Stop with this fake stuff. And he's like getting all frustrated. And you're like, what the fuck is this documentary about? And then at the very end, the Loch Ness Monster just shows up and eats everybody but Werner Herzog, and he swims to safety with his camera.
Are you for fucking real? Me? Maybe we should watch that
It's not worth discussing, but it's definitely worth like, hey, I got nothing to do. I can kill an hour and 20 minutes and watch Werner Herzog make some type of weird fucking mockumentary about the Loch Ness Monster. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and delete that off the list right now. Where do we stand on Ricky O, the story of Ricky?
No.
Oh, hell yeah, keep that on there.
And one of the things I'm definitely gonna fucking force Scott to watch, even though he hates it, is we're gonna watch People Under the Stairs one of these days.
I don't have to rewatch it though. I've seen it recently enough that I don't need to watch that again.
I fucking love
I
that
know, and I don't understand. Like, you can explain it to me it all day long, and I'm still gonna be like, seriously? Really? This is not a great flick.
All right, so we're veering towards the end. That was a good trip down memory lane, I guess. Do you want to just do what? Before we do what we were watching this week. So, if you guys have enjoyed all of the past like year of episodes of The Three of Us, we have a new podcast. It should be debuting on July 6th. It's still all tied in with the Rated Horror Club. It's kind of weird, like it's kind of facetious. Where we're like, oh, it's the end of Red Heart Club. Red Heart Club's still going to keep going. Where it's just going to be handled slightly differently, and the podcast is going to kind of act as its own entity, separate from the club in a lot of ways. And that is Horror Movie Night. There is a Twitter account that I post on maybe every 2 or 3 days, which is
Which is like 10 years in Twitter
yeah,
verse.
which is HMN Podcast. And then there is the Facebook group, which is kind of sort of becoming my favorite thing to do throughout the day.
I know, you post on it constantly.
I try to keep it down to like 2 posts a day.
That's constantly for
one
me
one
because
in
I get alerted.
one in the morning and one in the afternoon. But that is facebook.com backslash groups backslash horror movie night. So go over there and enjoy some of the discussion that's going on there. And you guys are actually allowed to post on there. I know on the actual Reddit page, we've always kind of been strict of like, no, we're only posting the discussions and like what movie's coming up and like that's it. That's not the case with the Facebook group. Like, share whatever the fuck you feel like. Post a music video that you think we'll enjoy. Try to keep it vaguely within the realm of what we do, but I say if it's super 90s or if it's fucking pop punk or heavy metal, it's probably fair game in the Horror Movie Night Facebook group.
Anything tangentially related to our lives went through us.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to explain it. And we have an email address, hmnpodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us some emails, maybe ask a couple questions, and if we get enough Q's and A's, we can do like a monthly Q&A episode where we'll pick 3 or 4 ridiculous questions that people have sent in and answer them, because everyone else seems to be doing that, so why can't we? And finally, if you want to listen to the podcast, the best place to listen to the podcast will be at soundcloud.com/horror movie night, which will
Listen
also
to Horror Movie Night on SoundCloud. Listen to Horror Movie Night on SoundCloud.
Which will also be on the Geekscape page. We should be on iTunes soon enough. I just don't know when that's going to happen. It should be all set up by July 6th, but just in case, first or second episode you might have to listen to on SoundCloud, and then eventually those will be on iTunes along with everything else. So thank you guys for listening to us ramble about movies and all things 90s and pop punk for the last 2, 3 years. I hope you all join us on the Horror Movie Night podcast. It won't be as sentimental and lame as this particular episode was, but that's fine. I think we had a good time walking down memory lane, at least. You guys have anything?
I think that about wraps up for me.
Yep, I'm just looking forward to keep doing what we're doing.
All right. So check out Horror Movie Night, and we're going to be talking about one of Adam and Scott's favorite movies, Wolf Cop.
So, yes!
So look forward to that episode, and have a good one, guys.
Plants are brown, sky is red, everyone we know is dead, and I'm happy for them, 'cause we're still here. You're still alive, and so am I. The world belongs to us now, except for those who lost their minds. They're still out there. But so what? I haven't seen them in a while. Don't lose hope, just give me one more smile, 'cause I'm still here. So now will you do shrooms with me? No one here to judge you as far as I can see, and the government can't do shit about it. Pick your favorite car, we'll take the keys and drive it far, and then make love in the backseat while we're still living.